Y'all, I switched to PickTime this fall, and I have been blown away by their stunning photo gallery delivery system. I can deliver photos to my clients, submit to publications, share exclusive images with vendors, and make passive income through offering high-quality print products to my clients. Their automated sales system is so effective that within months, I had made more working with PickTime than in a whole year with my old delivery system. The latest feature that I'm really digging right now is their blogging tool. I can select images from the gallery, pick one of their clean blog templates, optimize it for SEO, and then with a couple of clicks, just embed it into my website's blog. It's saving me so many steps, and it's super easy and fun to be regularly blogging again. Listeners can get one bonus month for free using the code DANGEROUSCREATIVES when you sign up for a PickTime account. Hello, and welcome to the Dangerous Creatives podcast. If you're growing your photography or creative business, you're in the right place. Each week, we deliver a workshop-style solo show, expert interview, or motivating story from our community, so you can tune in to find encouragement, motivation, and ideas to help the right people find you and your amazing work. I'm your host, Kristen Sweeting. I'm a photographer and coach, and my favorite thing is helping dangerous creatives just like you stand out in a world that just wants us to blend in. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, today we are on day two of the challenge. So if you've been tuning in, the podcast sounds a little different this week because we are doing 5 days to reignite your business challenge with a really quick, easy challenge activity every day to maybe like shake off some winter dullness or get back in the exciting seat of your business. So if you tend to feel a little bit like in the winter, I know I do, then would definitely love to have you join this challenge this week. We have lots of fun things coming for you. So today is one of my favorites, and I was actually just talking to Andrew. I was like, oh man, I need today's challenge more than anything because I was starting to, you know, get a little questioning, you know, the days where you wake up with some extra anxiety. And so I sat down to do this challenge too, and I already feel better. So I'm excited for this one. And this one has been one of the biggest things that's changed my business and my life. I feel so much less anxious in general after doing this as a habit. And the business outcomes have been way better too. So I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to explain some research behind it, and then we're going to jump in together. So today's challenge is all about expressing gratitude, which is super fun, and I can't wait to share this research with you because I think we know that just from experience that gratitude makes us feel better, both to be on the giving and receiving end. But there's actually a lot of research, and more is being done every day, that gratitude actually changes our brain chemistry and our neuroscience, and that there is a tie between how we feel and our general happiness and how grateful we are. So some of this research is just showing more and more that people are happier and healthier when we are focused on being grateful for the people and the things in our life and telling the people around us too. And that in turn gives other people that boost and that little hit of love and good feeling. So Dr. Martin Seligman, who's a psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, has been doing some research, some psychological tests with 411 people. And one of the things that they did, they were comparing a control group with a group that was asked to do some other tasks. And one of the tasks was to write and personally deliver a letter of gratitude to someone that had never really been properly thanked for his or her kindness, like from their past. And those participants immediately had a huge increase in happiness, but also the benefits lasted for like months, which is wild to think that one small task, like writing a letter, thanking someone from your past that you're like, you know what, I never really acknowledged them for that thing that they did for me, that it can really like have so much impact on our health and our happiness for a long time, not just for that day. I actually had someone do this to me recently. They texted me out of the blue and thanked me for something that I had done years ago for them that they felt like they hadn't properly thanked me for. And it made me feel better too. You know, I'm sure that that also made them feel good that they reached out and they connected and we reconnected in a way. And it strengthened our friendship because it was nice to be acknowledged for something, you know? So it was cool to see that research and see that across the board that led to huge increase in not only short-term happiness, but lasting happiness. I also found this article in the Harvard Business Review talking about researchers at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. And they divided the university fundraisers into two different groups. One group made phone calls to ask alumni donors, you know, to ask for donations. And the second group was assigned to work on a different day, and they received a pep talk from the director of annual giving, who told them she was so grateful for their efforts and started with that gratitude. And I think this is really interesting from like a manager perspective or someone that has a team or someone that runs a business. So during the following week, the employees who heard her message of gratitude made 50% more fundraising calls than those who did not. It has an effect on our actions too and our productivity. And we know from experience when we have a boss that really appreciates us or we have someone that we're working with that takes the time to be like, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that we are working together. And like, it really does make a difference what you're doing. That motivates us so much more to do the things, to be productive, to show up. And I'm sure you've had the experience with a great client and maybe a not so great client. The clients that are always expressing gratitude, that are so glad that we're working with them, we want to over deliver for them, right? And the clients that complain, I don't know about you, but I'm like, I hide from them. And I end up probably, you know, not that this is right, but probably not delivering the same amount of connected service because now I'm afraid of them, you know? So again, I'm not saying that that's right, but the people that complain versus the people that are thankful, it changes the way other people are interacting with them as well. And this is the last piece of research. In a Forbes article about the power of gratitude in business, Eric Mosley writes, "This is the gratitude effect. A ripple of acknowledgement and appreciation that surges forward, transforming and inspiring us and improving business outcomes. The more gratitude going around, the more human connections are being made and the more collaboration, engagement, and innovation across the organization. Moreover, when recognition is given frequently throughout the year, the impact of that positive reinforcement is even greater." We create positive change both in ourselves and the way we feel about our business, the way that we operate in the world, as we express the gratitude, and in the other person, and in our connection between the two of us, you know? So you kind of have three different entities there. You have you, you have the other person, and then you have the relationship of the two of you together. And all three of those receive a boost of connection, a boost of good feeling, when you take the time to be intentional and express gratitude. In her book, The Future of Happiness, 5 Modern Strategies to Wire Your World for Greater Productivity and Well-Being, Amy Blankson says, "By scanning the world for the positive, we can begin to transform our past failures, hurts, and fears into a source of potential growth, a process that paves the way for long-term happiness." But let's think about some personal experiences now. I know we've all had both good and bad experiences with gratitude. Maybe one where you went out of your way to do something kind for someone and they kind of took it for granted. Maybe they borrowed your car and they didn't bring it back with gas, or you did something that you thought was really nice and the appreciation just wasn't there. And it sits with you. Like, you carry that into your next days and maybe even remember it for a long time. Or on the other hand, when you do something nice or something small is noticed, that, you know, someone didn't have to notice that thing, but when it's noticed and appreciated, how much more we want to go out into the world and do those things. If there's a vendor we're working with or a client we're working with that's expressing gratitude, we feel so much better. So I want us to turn the script on ourselves here, because we obviously can't control who is grateful for us, but we can control who we are expressing our gratitude for and how our inner worlds are either choosing to be grateful or to focus on the negative. And it's so easy to slide into seeing the glass half empty. And, you know, there are really challenging things in the world. There really are. But with that, there are always things to be grateful for. There are always things around us that we can put more of our focus on and change both our inner world and our external world by focusing on those things. So let's brainstorm a little bit, because today's challenge is going to be to find 10 ways to show gratitude to someone else. And there's a couple of different steps I'll explain in a second, but maybe someone you've never adequately thanked for something in the past, or a client or a peer that you want to express something to. But let's do a little brainstorming, because gratitude can be something someone did for us. It could be something that we appreciate about another person just in their way of existing. We appreciate how you're showing up in the world. We appreciate that content you're making on social media. We appreciate that you, like, I saw that you went out of your way to thank someone, you know, like, hey, I notice that you are just always grateful and that you're really trying to be intentional with your relationships. Like, me noticing that in you and telling you, that feels good too. So think through the last bit of time, or maybe someone that jumps into your head that you're like, you know, either I didn't thank them for this thing in the past, or there's something recently I really want them to know about that I appreciate about them. And this can be in working relationships, in personal relationships, with strangers on the internet. This can be whoever you want it to be. But I definitely am challenging you to do at least a portion of this within your business with clients or peers or other vendors that you're working with. So the short version of this challenge is to find 10 people to thank today. But if you want to break it down with me, step one, go out and buy yourself a gratitude journal. Journaling might not be your thing. That's okay. But at least try. I love going and finding like really pretty journals that fit in my fanny pack or whatever to carry around, so that if I'm starting to be anxious or I'm on my walk in the morning and I have a second to sit down, I'll write out 10, 20 things. It usually keeps going. Once I get started, I come up with more things to be grateful for. But I'll go on my little hot girl walk and then I'll sit down and I'll write out my gratitude list. And I'm always surprised with how many things there are to be grateful for before the day has even started. So go buy yourself a little gratitude journal if you don't have one already, or start a notes app on your phone. I really love the process of like writing with a pen, and I think that that is also helpful for our brains. But find a book that speaks to you, and on that first page, write 10 things you're grateful for in your life. It can be as general or as simple as you want it to be, but start with 10, write them down, and see if you can start including this into a daily or weekly practice. Number two, take time to be publicly and privately grateful. So this could be messaging 3 to 10 people that you've worked with, that are in your life, that you appreciate, and tell them something you're grateful for, and be specific if you can. Something specific you really appreciate about them, something specific they did. And it doesn't matter if it was yesterday or years ago, but something specific that you noticed about them that you're taking the time now to thank them for. And then step three is to publicly thank someone you've worked with. Do a little shout out on Instagram highlighting something they do great or something you appreciate about them. If you are a wedding photographer, maybe this is a florist that you just really love their work, and maybe you've never told them and you want other people to know, or maybe you have told them, but you still want to spread the love. So think, like, who is someone that you can publicly share gratitude for that would enjoy a little boost, would enjoy a little highlight, and that you can like make their day better by expressing that gratitude publicly. So in your notes that you started yesterday, write down everything that you did, write down your gratitude list, and at the end of the day, write down anything you noticed, how you felt, anything that changed, any connections that deepened, or maybe something unexpected happened, like an opportunity or a new connection. And guys, I know we're not using gratitude like a magic genie here, but I can't tell you how many times a business opportunity, a new friendship, or an invitation to something really cool has come out of an extension of gratitude. So again, not using it like a magic genie formula of like, ooh, I'm going to be grateful so I get things. But I can't tell you how many times that ends up happening in the end, because we want to work with people that are grateful for us. We want to continue to be friends with people that prioritize us and that are thankful that we're in their lives. So it ends up bringing so many cool things when we open ourselves up to it and make this a practice. So DM me and let me know how this is going. This is what I'm really excited to hear about. So shoot me a message, post something you're grateful about on Instagram stories and tag us. Would love to see how this is going for you. Can't wait to see how the rest of this day unfolds.
This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Jamie Lono and Shammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time. I want you to get together.